December 9, Truth, Our Safeguard. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:23-24. In the wilderness of temptation, Satan came to Christ as an angel from the courts of God. It was by his words, not by his appearance, that the Savior recognized the enemy. The time is coming when Satan will work miracles right in your sight, claiming that he is Christ, and if your feet are not firmly established upon the truth of God, then you will be led away from your foundation. The only safety for you is to search for the truth as for hid treasures. Dig for the truth as you would for treasures in the earth, and present the Word of God, the Bible, before your Heavenly Father, and say, Enlighten me, teach me what is truth. And when His Holy Spirit shall come into your hearts to impress the truth into your souls, you will not let it go easily. You have gained such an experience in searching the Scriptures that every point is established. Without the enlightenment of the Spirit of God, we shall not be able to discern truth from error, and shall fall under the masterful temptations and deceptions that Satan will bring upon the world. We are near the close of the controversy between the Prince of Light and the Prince of Darkness, and soon the delusions of the enemy will try our faith of what sort it is. If ever there was a time when we needed faith and spiritual enlightenment, it is now. Those who are watching unto prayer and are searching the Scriptures daily with an earnest desire to know and to do the will of God will not be led astray by any of the deceptions of Satan. We want the truth on every point. We want it unadulterated with error and unpolluted by the maxims, customs, and opinions of the world. We want the truth with all its inconvenience. The acceptance of truth ever involves a cross. But Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice for us, and shall we not give him our best affections, our holiest aspirations, our fullest service?